Hello and welcome. You're tuned into the best in paranormal talk radio. This is Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Dave. That's Tim. Tim, with the new year here, I wanted to shake some things up. I wanted to talk about some interesting aspects, some maybe even some things to get people thinking.
Sure.
Is that asking too much? Getting people thinking?
No, not at all.
In the new world we're a part of?
No.
And we've got some great shows lined up here in January. This is stuff not to talk down to guests or listeners at all. This is hopefully, you know, we've all grown weary over the last year. And believe it or not, folks, we're heading into a year since this COVID crisis began. And I know it's tough. I know it's breaking a lot of people and wearing people out. And sometimes it's hard to find that light at the end of the tunnel and to feel good or to find something that can lift your spirits and give you some insight again. So in this month, you're going to have some interesting episodes, I feel, that might help you with that. And, you know, I hope you'll stick with us on this and go along for the ride. You tune in because you enjoy the aspect of the supernatural, the realm outside. We're not going to belabor the world around us during the program, but I wanted to let you know we're going to try to bring some things to uplift and maybe change your world, make things a little better and lighter for you. And in doing so, again, we've had a lot of time on our hands, Tim, to read, reconnect with old friends, and watch movies, right? A lot of people are mm-hmm. into movies. Mm-hmm. Me is one of them. And a movie came across called The Real Exorcist. And I thought, oh, this is right up our alley. And I tuned in checking this movie out. And I got to tell you, it is really a beautiful little bright spot. It's a great movie that I feel has so many really amazing elements of storytelling and light, showing you that in even in instances where things seem you're the most disconnected, it shows how connected we really are. And joining us today is the executive vice president of HS Productions. He is the producer of the movie The Real Exorcist. And he is here to talk with us for a little bit today. Yoichi Utebi is our guest. He was born in Japan in 1968, grew up in Beirut, Lebanon, and New York City. He's raised in a rare Japanese Christian family and was deeply touched by Muslim culture and the beauty of Lebanon during his formative years in Beirut. However, the Middle East also exposed him to the horrors of war as he and his family dodged bullets and bombings before fleeing to London and then back to Japan, leaving everything behind in a sudden evacuation. And in the seventh grade, Mr. Utebi moved to New York for 10 years, where he was exposed to friends from multiple cultures and ethnicities. His rock band produced a popular album and gained quite a following in the city before Mr. Utebi decided to forego his musical pursuits and return to Japan. The movie is called The Real Exorcist and follows a waitress who works at Cafe Extra. Her name is Sayuri, and she has some very interesting abilities and powers. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mr. Utebi.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I really want to say this in all honesty, mm-hmm. not just because you're a guest on our show today. I loved your movie. I thought it was a wonderful movie.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that comment very much. Thank you.
And you weave in enough beautiful, heartfelt moments, but there's also that undercarriage of terror. And horror, but the horror isn't what people would normally think. It's not the slash and dash gore that people have become accustomed to. I think it struck me so hard because it plucked those heartstrings that mm-hmm. connects us to one another. And sometimes you realize the horrors that we do to ourselves are even more horrific than anything Freddy, Jason, or Michael could do to us.
Right. You know, it's a horror movie. It's not quite a horror movie. I'm sure you've seen it. It's right. It's rated PG-13, actually. It's PG-13, so it's not a rated R movie at all. And it's I would put it like in a way, like it's a Japanese supernatural fantasy thriller, I guess. Maybe right. put it that way. But there's a little bit of touch of a horror, scariness. It kind of, you know, wakes you up a little bit here and there, but what's more important here is the message and stories and there's a lot of things you can take away and learn from these movies. There's a lot of it's quite spiritually educational movie, I think. So in that sense, it's a totally different than regular horror movie, because regular horror movie's main concept is to bring people, you know, it's like a roller coaster effect. You want to get people excited, you know, get scary, and at the end of the show, just like feel not good about it, but it's feel like released from something, right? Those are the effect that you get from horror movies, but this is more educational, I think, in a way.
Right. So, well, and I know sometimes that scares people off when they think, oh no, I want a supernatural movie thriller that's not going to enlighten me. I want to be scared.
That's right. Right.
This movie has its scares. It has some great mm-hmm. effects and storytelling to it, folks. And I want to be open about that. But mm-hmm. it like I said earlier, it kind of grows from a different place, and it plays almost more on the I liken this almost to the feel I had when I first watched Night of the Living Dead. And I'll explain that. I know it probably sounds mm-hmm. like a strange mm-hmm. connection, mm-hmm. but it was dealing with the human element. It was dealing mm-hmm. with how we treat one another. And in most horror movies, the idea is to isolate, separate, conquer, and defeat, right? The monsters are always getting you apart, taken apart.
That's right.
And in this movie, it is kind of this parcel of bringing people together mm-hmm. in an understanding that the mm-hmm. world around us, there's so much more to it. It has this, Tim, for lack of a better term, it's got this interesting quality of Night of the Living Dead meets the Ghost Whisperer, but it's done. I know it just sounds like such a strange transition, but it's got this great vibe to it where you can be kind of on the edge of your seat, wondering what they're going to square up against next, what is happening and why, mm-hmm. but it also gives you some interesting aspects and different cultural insights to spirituality. So mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you, Mr. Utebi, what's like the driving force behind this film for you now? Why this message?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, this movie is actually originally written by Ryuho Okawa. He's the executive producer, and he is the founder of Japan's most active and probably most influential spiritual movement in Japan. It's called Happy Science. And he is the one who actually wrote the story. And he's also clairvoyant. You know, he's a channeler. He's a medium. So everything that's in this movie is something that he has experienced. I wouldn't say it's based on true story, but it's, I guess, based on his true incidents, you know, and things like that. So everything it's here is pretty real. And for the people who are familiar with spirituality, or there's two different people, I think, in this world. One is people who are like so familiar about spirituality, and they probably believe in ghosts and spirits, and probably believe in the reincarnation, in heaven and hell, all that, you know, afterworld and the spiritual world. And right. there's other people who just doesn't believe it, or doesn't know about it, or doesn't really have the 100% understanding of that's the reality. But it's a fiction for those people. So it's a fun thing to watch in entertainment. But so there's two aspects. For the people who understand the spirituality, when they watch this movie, they're going to say, oh, yes, 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 that's exactly what's happening. And for the other people, they'll just like enjoy it and think about it. What if this thing does really exist? And so there's two different types of people that we are approaching. And I would like to say is that it is based on the true experience of the Ryuho Okawa. And I think movies like this it's always been around, right? I mean, it's been mm-hmm. around. The spiritual movie has been around, and people in the U.S., they love, you know, all the spiritual movie, probably more than Japan. But this movie is a little bit different because it does have a lot of, again, important messages. I think especially in nowadays with what's happening right. with COVID, and people are so uncertain to the future, and we all know we're not going back to the normal ways of living that we used to live a year ago. It's just 1 year ago.
Right.
So there's a lot of uncertainties, and hopefully, you know, I think it just happened to be is a great timing for this movie to come out. so people can, you know, start thinking about, you know, future ahead as well through this movie. So, and then again, well, this movie was shot like over 2 years ago, so right. We weren't expecting this to happen, but it's just happening now. So,
well, the synchronicity, right? That's another aspect of the spiritual world. Things happen when they need to happen, and one of the takeaways for this movie for me, you know, we've been doing the show now for 15 years, Yoichi, mm-hmm. and we've spoken to guests from around the world, mm-hmm. and so many of our listeners want to know, how can I do that? How can I connect with the spiritual? How can I, you know, hone my skills and my craft to become more empathetic, more psychic, more mediumistic? And I think your movie, no, I take that back. I know your movie gives excellent keys to that because it teaches so much more about the aspects of giving more than you take.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the, you know, showing kindness, which is a hard thing right now, because so many people are angry. So many people are hurt and scared and making unwise decisions. And in order to attain some of these levels of gifts that I believe many can tap into.
Sure.
We have to get past that ego and id of ourselves.
That's right. That's right.
And exactly. And you see that with Sayuri throughout the movie. Mm-hmm. She has a very enlightened spirit and soul. She's accepted what she can do and faces it headlong. Even though there's some trepidation at points, you see that even in the face of uncertainty and terror, she's grateful for the gifts that she has.
She's
grateful for the life she's been given. So it shines, it shines an interesting light on things, everything from suicide to unborn babies, children.
Yeah, miscarriage.
Right, miscarriages and such. Yep. You know, so there are different elements of these spirits and just souls that have kind of lost their way.
Yeah.
And you see in these little almost parables, these little lessons that Sayuri teaches each one of these spirits.
Right.
It helps the living and the dead. And it's a takeaway for us, the viewer, as this really kind of interesting manual. And, you know, people will spend billions of dollars this year on self-help books and audio and going to programs, live programs, when a movie like this tells it in a very beautifully done, encapsulated way. When you've got a story like this and you, I mean, how did you decide what aspects of the story you wanted to include and, you know, walking that path? Because there is so much to the human experience of living and death.
So again, so maybe I just give you a quick overview of this movie. So again, you were saying there's a girl, her name is Sayuri. She works at the cafe. She's a waitress. She's so humble and nice and kind, but she has a supernatural power. She can see the ghosts and speak to the spirits. She can read people's mind and read the past. And she has a supernatural power to expel these bad evil spirits. So this movie consists of, so she does like a free consultation at the cafe. So people will just walk into the cafe and this is, they see this little sign, free consultation, and they have little problems. Each one of them have their little problems. So they'll start talking to her. And so this movie consists of maybe four or five short stories put together. So like you were explaining, one topic is about suicide, another one is about miscarriage, and another one is about poltergeist and, you know, wandering spirits. It's also a matter of, you know, evil spirits and devils and things like that. So each story will give you a little lesson about how to live a better life and stay positive in your life. And again, these movies, original story was given to us by Riho Okawa. So the story, basic story was already there for us. So what we just needed to do was like put them together in a nice, you know, context and make it a flow through the story. So it kind of gives the audience, you know, like the aha moment, as well as a great feeling of takeaways when they leave the movie theater. So.
And like I was mentioning as well, you do have some of the scarier mm-hmm. elements when you start facing against this more of a dark force. And it was interesting the way you portrayed this dark spirit. Mm-hmm. It captured kind of that Japanese ghost element, I think, that was upsetting in movies like The Ring. It gave you that kind of disconnect of mm-hmm. humanity and what we're really mm-hmm. dealing with these beings. But then there's the hope of, you know, can we overcome our internal demons and the things that we face every mm-hmm. day? And how do we go about doing that and dealing with that influence? I'd like to know what your thoughts are and what you think the movie is conveying regarding the truth about these kind of spiritual influences and what we're subjected to.
Well, it's basically what's happening is in this movie, from our perspective, it's reality. I mean, I'm not a clairvoyant, so I can't say, yes, this is 100% reality, but we believe that's what's happening, you know, around us. So I think it's important that the ghost does exist, you know, and spirits does exist. And after we die, we don't finish the life, you know, we continue on with life. So in other words, there's a reincarnation system. It's a system of the universe. After we die, you know, we go back to the spiritual world, just like the movie The Ghost in New York, the New York Ghost movie, like 20 years ago. But we reincarnate back to Earth. So those are the cycles of the life that we're living. It's eternal life that we've been given as a soul. So that is a basic concept of this movie, that we don't just finish our life within this 50, 60, 70, 80 years of our life living on Earth, but we'll continue on. For sometimes people, the spirits who get kind of lost in this life cycle, they become ghosts, and those are the spirits that you see in this movie, and they are the wandering spirits, and they are the lost souls. I guess I call them lost souls. So lost souls needs to be helped, just like the people who are living on this earth who are lost needs to be helped. But it kind of continues on after life. So our message here, the very deep message here, is that importance of spirituality doesn't just end in this life, but it will continue on after the life as well. So how you live your life today and how you treat other people, you know, in this life today is much, much more important than you think. You know what I mean? Right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You feel that's the element that the ghosts were trying to understand, that they, even though they chose they chose to either stay here or leave. They made a choice without understanding the totality of what they were doing or why they were doing.
That's right. Yeah.
Especially, is that because of the disconnect we have with one another, do you think? Because we do things so quickly and so often without thinking about the repercussions of how those things are done or how they might affect others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I guess we can say it that way. Cyrie's, you know, she has these three important messages in this movie, and I think I'll share this with the audience. It's like how to stay positive and how to defeat the negative energy around you when you're living everyday life. And she says there's three things that we need to do. It's very simple. One is to be honest. Okay, do not lie. Just be honest person. Another one is it's the idea of help self, always make effort, right? And again, number three is always be positive in every circumstances. Those three things are the very, very basic, like how she lives her life. You know, so she's always honest and kind and loving and always caring for other people. But yet she's always making efforts, you know, through everyday life. And whatever happens, she's always positive. So I think those are the characteristics that we kind of need, especially in this world today. And again, she also talks about the importance of faith and gratitude, but that kind of goes into the deeper. So for now, I just say, you know, honesty and making efforts and trying to be staying positive. I think those three are the very important things that how we can connect, you know, to each other.
Do you,
and that's what those lost souls are missing, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you believe that that we are being influenced by the spiritual realm regularly?
Oh yeah, that definitely sure. Yes. So yeah. So if you feel something is not going right or feel negative, that energy will like will circulate, right? Oh, so it will not give you like a wheel of fortune that will turn into positiveness, but it's going to go into negativeness. In other words, the laws of power attraction, I think that's more familiar terms to use, is the laws of power of attraction. It works both ways. If you stay positive and you always apply it and always thinking ahead, you know, to the heavenly world, being positive for the future, you will attract the positive things. That's the laws of attraction, right? That we've been all right. Learning. So if you want to become rich, or if you want to be more happier, your mindset is what's going to, you know, manifest to this world. But that works for the other side as well. That's the scary part. You're right. Always negative, always feeling miserable, and you think everything that's happening, the bad things happening, it's all the fault is on around yourself, but not yourself. It always hatred and anger, the feeling. If you keep those energy, you know, within yourself, that's going to attract the negative energy around you. And that's where all those negative, you know, spirits can affect you in everyday life. So it's all in your mind. And that's we've been taught that, you know, for thousands and thousands of years. But still, I don't think we humans have got that yet, you know. We're still going through a struggle.
You show an interesting way to show spirits influencing us in the movie, which is really kind of frightening when you consider, you know, the almost the baggage that so many people carry and what it is that they're, you know, the vacuum of their own soul sucks in these other energies. And you show these spirits almost sharing the same space with us the in physical form. And how that is, that to me was really kind of unnerving, because it makes you reconsider a lot of things if you realize how closely spirit world is connected to us, and what it is we do and choose to do, and how it's how it's seen.
That's right. Again, if you're just looking at it as a entertainment and just a fantasy movie, it's fine. But if you take it one more step ahead, just like you're doing, if you like think about it, what if this is reality? It is kind of scary. I mean, if you're sitting here and you just feel so angry and so, you know, frustrated about something, then you have to think, you know, you have to think about it. Is it just me? Is this me that I'm really, you know, feeling this way? Or is this something that is influencing me? So I think that's like a very important checkpoint in yourself. And again, sometimes these negative feelings and negative energies it's not about you, but it could be influenced by something else. So it's not true you, in other words.
Right. Now that's a slip. Right. Yeah. And I understand that's a slippery slope, though, because again, so many people want to place blame outside of their own bad choices.
Of course.
But that's, again, why Sayuri throughout the movie is talking about being truthful to herself, being truthful to the situation as it comes. And, you know, sometimes, well, most times we're very fallible. We make mistakes easily, and we set ourselves up for the failures that take place. And if we can own that and get past that, that's where the healing begins for so many
souls. That's right.
And that's what it seems like some of the souls that are lost in your movie are – unaware of is taking that ownership back to the life that they led and the choices that they made that led them to that death.
Yep. So, you know, all the lost souls, there's one common denominator. They're all selfish. They only think about themselves, but they never think about other people.
Right.
I mean, that's like the line. So today, how about you? You know, the listeners, are you always thinking about yourself, about your happiness and your wealth? And is it just about yourself, or are you thinking about others' happiness and for others to be, you know, be loving? I think that's like the very important line that you have to think. Which life are you living? And this thing called golden rule, I think everybody knows this golden rule thing, right? Golden rule is comes from Bible, and it's simple. Do the things for others which others would want them to do for you, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's right. So if you do things for other people that you want them to do for yourself, that's gonna bring your life better, and that's gonna bring that's going to turn the effort, the fortune of life into the positive way. It's a golden rule, you know, do the things for others which you want them for you, you know, for them for to do for you. But not many people can do that because they all want to do something for themselves.
Well, so. And here's the funny aspect of that. And I've found this time and time again, is when you're in that place of self-loathing or anger, depression, anxiety, and it's all about you, and feeling bad. Yeah. And I'm not speaking to any of you putting that down. That's human nature. But
that's
what I've found is that when I have turned that around to help somebody else, and, you know, sometimes I sit here and I'll be feeling in a dark place. All right. Yoichi, I'll be in a bad mindset. And suddenly I'll get an email out of the blue from a listener who's going through a crisis. And I reach out to that person and I'll chat with them or talk to them through email or through social media. And getting out of my own headspace, being there for somebody else, it helped me. Right. It wasn't this repercussion of, well, if I do this for you, Yoichi, what are you going to do for me? It's not that. It's just, what can I do for you?
That's right.
And you helping somebody to get better. And it seems like, you know, I watched in this movie and saw this as well. We carry these stones that we put on our own backs, these shields of anger, jealousy, pettiness that we almost hide behind. Look, all the things I've done, but I've never gotten it repaid. And we keep these things up there and it becomes crushing to the soul. And sometimes when we take those shields down and allow other people in, we realize that when we start back on our journey, we're a lot lighter, that those shields, those rocks that we place there aren't with us anymore because we set them down long enough to help somebody else. And the gift wasn't in them giving me something. I actually gifted myself by giving of myself to somebody else, of being there for somebody else in that moment of darkness.
That's right. So it's really, you know, in Buddhist term, it's abandoning of attachments. You know, we are bounded by so many attachments in this world. And it's basically a lot of things are worldly, you know, this three-dimensional worldly phenomenal attachment, the materialistic attachment we have. But, you know, if you just release them one by one, a lighter your soul gets and the happier you get. And that's like the laws of the universe. But just like you said, we are so holding on to these too many things around us that's important. But in a way, it's not that important if you look at it from soul's point of view, from your. And there's a lot of things you can just release it. The more you release it, you're going to understand the light will shine in, you know, through releasing those things.
We need to take a quick break. We'll come back. We've got more to discuss. We have a link up so you can find the movie, find information about the movie, and check it out for yourself, including a link to a trailer. The Real Exorcist, that's the movie. We'll talk more about that with our guest, Yoichi Utebi, when we return to Darkness Radio. Welcome back to the show. Thank you all for being a part of our world and sharing your experiences with us. Remember, you can always email in your stories, thoughts, ideas. We'd love to hear from you, Dave at darknessradio.com. From the darkness comes the light, my friends. And every week we try to bring you into our world to share stories from writers, authors, filmmakers, documentarians, real life experiencers of the strange and unusual. And here we sit, Tim, in 2021. Having come out of what many are going to consider the worst year of our generation, of our lives.
True.
In 2020. And we're faced with decisions to make. Do we allow the darkness to continue to seep in? Do we allow the negative to be the driving force that influences us? Or do we find a way to come together? Which, you know, when you look at all of the strife that took place during 2020 with the pandemic, the lack of security in our friends, our neighbors, and our politics, our countries, our leadership, you know, in law enforcement, in each other, you start to realize that that's not working. What happens if we turn this thing around? What if we start showing more empathy and understanding towards one another's plight, toward hearing what the other person has to say and share? How much have we missed opportunities? I can think of dozens just in the last year where if I'd have sat down and spent a few more minutes talking with somebody or learning about this place or this point in history, how it could have influenced me and made me see light through a different spectrum. And, you know, I think with 2020 here or 2021 here, finally, 2020 behind us, there has to be what so many in our world, in our paranormal world, have called this awakening, right? This change that we've been talking about for 15 years that so many people believe we're on the precipice of. We're going through what seems to be birthing pains, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That we're shedding the old. We're coming out new into a new experience, something that none of us have lived through before. For the first time in history, we're on the same playing field, right? We're doesn't matter what race, color, creed, sexuality, religion, whatever you believe in, we're all in the same place experiencing this world right now in a new way.
That is definitely one way of looking at it. There's, I mean, you can either look at it positively or negatively. You can either say it's a birthing process, a new age, or you could say, like a lot of there are a lot of people who look at this last year and say, "Man, it's the beginning of the end." You know, I mean, there's two ways of looking at it, I guess. You know,
well, there is, but that's the whole point of all of this, right? And even in the death, if you want to look at this as though being reborn, that this is a new birthing process, that means that we just pass through the canal of death. Right? 2020 was that canal of death. That was the upheaval of so many things at once. And in order to get to the next level, you've got to break that ground, right? Now that we've all survived it, and I know that there are many that didn't. I just mean those of us that have seen it through to this side of the light. Now we have to choose. Now we get to choose together how this goes. People have been saying, well, when are we going to see UFOs? What if all of the people that we kind of think are nuts who keep telling us the aliens are going to communicate with us, when we can finally come together? When is Bigfoot really going to come walking up and make himself known? And the people that have communicated with him tell them, you can't even get along with each other. You're a hateful, angry, warring race. You know, that's why we stay in the shadows. What if they're right? What if it is the moment we finally start to come together, stop seeing each other for the color of our skin, stop seeing each other for the religious convictions we have or who we choose to love, and just start seeing each other as human? And what can I do to make your life experience a little better without worrying about what you're going to do in kind? Because I do think that once you set that blaze, right, once you spark it, and people start to catch it. You've seen it when we've been at locations and doing events. When one person comes onto the stage to do a presentation to 200, 300, 500 people, and there's no passion behind what they do, you can see the audience losing.
Right. Yeah.
And then you bring somebody on stage who's passionate and engages and lights the room. You see the rebirthing of that room. You see people coming back to life before your eyes. And in many ways, I that's what I live for, is doing those live events in those cases, because I love bringing people up and into the world with me. And then I don't worry, well, now what are they going to do for me? Because I realize that in watching them, the gift to me was watching and seeing that I could reach them and that I could communicate with them. And that's been a driving force for the show for 15 years. And I didn't know that when we started this. I did it because I wanted to connect with an old friend to do a radio show. And, mm-hmm. and it was about me and you and having fun. But what we've done is we've found new ways to elevate and communicate, and ways to touch people that we never even knew that we were doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And never once did I feel like, well, they owe me something for that now, because I get the biggest kick out of that. You know, that's right. What brings me back to life. And I think that's why so many people feel this disconnect from the world right now, is because we have been isolated for so long. And yes, a lot of people are still going out and doing things, but there's not that sense of life that there once was. So now we have to find ways to reignite it in each other and amongst our friends, family, and followers, to get them back into living life and coming together in these deals. I know I'm talking and asking for a utopian society, which, you know, we're still probably many, 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 many years from achieving, but it all starts like baby steps, right? Mm-hmm. We start by trying to hold ourselves up. Then we move our first hand forward and our leg behind us, and we start to crawl, and then we slowly stand up and teeter and fall, but that doesn't stop us from getting up and walking.
True.
Very so true. That's where we are in life right now. What does this have to do with your guest, Dave? Well, the movie's called The Real Exorcist. And if you're looking for a fun movie that's got horror elements to it, ghosts, spiritualism, poltergeists, all types of different activity, and an interesting through line, then The Real Exorcist is definitely a movie I recommend for you, the listener, to go check it out for yourself. There's a link for the movie on today's program, so you can find it. You can also find the link to view the trailer and check it out for yourself. Our guest is Yoichi Utebi. He is the producer for this film. You know, we're talking about the actions of positive and negative, Yoichi. We're talking mm-hmm. about that which we steep ourselves in is what we draw. And I see it in Tim and my life quite often, you know, from wanting to be radio guys when we were kids mm-hmm. to wanting to open, you know, be the opening show for Coast to Coast AM, to hosting Coast to Coast AM, to being on television and doing shows, to reaching hundreds of thousands of people around the world with our show and with books and TV appearances and live events, that, you know, by seeing it and believing it, it isn't just jargon. You can achieve it. You can get to those places, even mm-hmm. when you feel you're as far removed from it as you possibly can yep. be. It all starts with the decision you make right now at this moment.
That's right. That's right. It's all about mindset, because what you think in your mind manifests to the world. And that's been said for thousands of years again. It still works, you know, that's the laws of the universe. So staying positive and having the goal and have that the sense of mission, you know, you need to have the sense of mission, like why you're here, why you were born here, and why are you here today, and what is it that you want to achieve throughout your life. So those are the things that's very important. But what's different from what used to be in now and going forward is exactly what you were talking about. The life on living on this earth is not gonna be the same as it used to be anymore. And so, how we achieve our goals and you know, putting the mission has to be different. It cannot be for yourself anymore. It has to involve other people, and it has to be something that would enrich others. At the same time, it enriches yourself. If you're just doing things just gonna enrich yourself, that's just not gonna work for the future, you know, from 2021. Because you're talking about this, you know, the wake-up call thing, right? And I definitely believe exactly what you're thinking. I 100% agree with you. It's a wake up call from, you know, wake up call from God or the universe. That, hey, human beings, you know, you are being a little too arrogant, and maybe there's something you need to learn before you will be able to elevate spiritually as a soul, as a human race, so you can actually become part of the universe and start meeting the space people and things like that, right? And I actually agree with that idea that you're talking about. So those are things that I think is important.
Now, you know, I know this is a very tender part of the subject, and you mm-hmm. cover it eloquently in the movie. Mm-hmm. You know, when we hear of suicide, I know this was a topic we covered in our first year on the show, is how does that spiritually reflect on the mm-hmm. soul? What does the soul go through? Yeah. And, you know, we've been taught through dogma that, you know, when you take your life, that you're automatically sent to hell because you've broken that bond for the gift that was given to you. Mm-hmm. Your choice in the movie, I thought, was really a fascinating aspect that I hope people will pick up on. But mm-hmm. can you talk to me a little bit about that, the kind of
negative stuff? Sure. Mm-hmm. So when people commit suicide, people commit suicide because they think the life will end here, right? Like there's nothing else after that.
Right.
So it is such a difficult time that you're going through. And I mean, you know, if you think about it, you know, if person decides to end their life, that must be such a heavy moment that they're going through. Because if you're not, you wouldn't think like that. So we have to understand for those people who are in that situation. I totally understand it. You know, we need to understand it. So those are the people that we really, really need to help them. But at the same time, people who are committing suicide or thinking about, you know, ending their life, they have to be, I don't know how to put it, but to have that responsibility in their life as well. And so what we want to show through this episode is that life does not end after you finish your life. It's going to continue on. So, you know, the life that you've been giving from God on this earth, even how difficult it is, God will never give us something that we cannot overcome. He or she would not do that to us. So if you have that the belief in yourself that, you know, even how difficult the situation you are in now, you know, He's always with me, He's always looking after me. You know, the most difficult time that we're going through, God is always walking beside me. Those are the kind of ideas and belief that you need to have in order for you to overcome suicide. And but another aspect that you need to understand is that even if you do finish your life here, it's going to continue on. So, you know, don't give up now, because you're going to have to go through it again even after you've, you know, died, because the spirit is eternal. So that's like a very, very important message that we really want to convey through. So people would, you know, think twice about it, you know, and maybe there's something that I can go talk to somebody, or, you know, get some help, or... And hopefully they'll stop thinking about, you know, committing suicide. So,
right. And folks, I'm not trying, we're in no way trying to talk down what it's like to get to that point. As you know, and I've been open about on the show, I've been there. I've knocked on that door. I was ready to take my life. The gun just wasn't willing to work with me on it. Mm-hmm. So not everyone is that lucky. I understand. And, but it's in preparing yourself now so that when the dark times come, and they come to us all, you are prepared to deal with it in a better way, a way to try to get yourself out. Listen, you know, if you wait until the check engine light comes on to go get the car tuned up and oil changed, it's sometimes too late. But if you keep the maintenance up and you change the oil and you rotate the tires and you get the new air filters and you keep it up, it's the little things throughout that gives you the longevity. And that's how you have to treat your life. Why treat your car better than you treat your life? Why treat your house better than you treat your life? Be prepared so that in those moments of darkness, you have something to call upon.
Mm-hmm.
Educate yourself with these moments of light that can help elevate you and give you insight. Because when we start to wallow and we start believing and mm-hmm. buying into those aspects, mm-hmm. It's hard to dig ourselves out enough. And if we don't have the tools, how are we expected to succeed?
Right.
Yeah.
I just want everybody to watch this, especially the suicide part. You know, just this is about 10 minutes of this entire movie. But if you just watch this and just think, what if, you know, what if this is true? Then if something comes to you that is in the same situation, and you can just remember, by the way, I watched the movie The Real Exorcist, you know, and just think about it. And so I think, again, that's why I've been saying this movie has a lot of strong message, and it's also very educational to the spirits, because people, even if they don't believe in spirits, if you just watch it and just put it in their head somewhere. If you see somebody around you who's having a very difficult time, you know, trying to think about committing suicide, maybe you can talk to them about this little story that you saw in the movie. So, yeah, right. I really hope people watch this part, at least this part.
I agree. And, you know, there are those darker elements in the movie. People are going to hear the movie The Real Exorcist. They're going to think the William Friedkin 1970s horror flick, uh-huh. which was shock value, terror. This is a different aspect. But I love the feeling that you walk away kind of feeling like this is something, this is an internal gift that we all have to help rid ourselves of these demons, to help others rid themselves of their baggage and demons. But it's, do we have the time for one another to do that? And I've said, and Tim, when we were, you know, fresh into this, I said, I wondered if this 2020 was the world shaking us and reminding us to be more in the moment, as opposed to before we were so distracted with everything else. This gave us some time to be more introspective. This gave us some time to focus more on what's important. And a lot of families have come closer together. Mm-hmm. Some have pushed apart because, again, they found that they were settling. They weren't happy. They were just going through the motions. So there's good and bad. You know, every blessing is a curse, and with every curse there is a blessing, right? There's these two sides of that same coin, and it's how you address them and move forward with them that's going to dictate how the rest of your life is spent. So, I mean, you're looking back at 2020 now, Tim. Do you see, do you think that this was God, the universe, Gaia? Do you think this was their shake up, the holy shit, wake up, people. It's time to stop focusing on the individual and focus on a grander scale? Or am I just, am I looking for too big a message?
I think a half and half. I think you might be looking for a little bit of a message there. But on the other hand, I think if it was supposed to be that time, I think a lot of people have misused that time. I think the people who relied on technology turned to technology a little too much and started staring into the abyss of Netflix and got lost into what's next in the queue. And started overwatching things. I think the people who were divisive got more divisive. And I think the people who really are spiritual and are reflective got more spiritual and more reflective and really did what they were supposed to do. I think this year of 2020, and especially with the pandemic and everything that happened with the pandemic, really did solidify people in what they are, or what the way they're built. You know, I think you really discovered who you are in this whole thing.
And if you haven't yet, that's okay. It's not like the door closed on you. It's not like this worldwide tragedy struck, and if you missed the light, you missed that silver cord that it passed you by. That's the beauty of life. That as long as your heart is beating and as long as you're here, you get to make the choice of how you continue on. And you already know that what you're doing isn't working for you. You already know that wallowing and self-isolating and disappearing from the world is not benefiting you or anyone else. And you don't have to be a victim of circumstance. You can be a warrior of circumstance, taking those things that are given to you and finding a way to a different spiritual path. And Yoichi, maybe that's a good way to go out talking today. What do you think are some of the best spiritual tools to learn to overcome some of these hardships? What do you think was the main focus for the movie in that?
Well, again, it's the faith and gratitude. If you want to say what's the main thing, it's the faith and gratitude, because Sayuri had faith. You know, he had his faith. She has faith in God, and she was always, you know, training her soul and always praying before she goes to sleep. So having faith, I think, is very important, because sometimes people, we humans, get too arrogant and we think we are the creator of the universe, right? And we are not. So we need to have something that is above us, that's something that is much, much bigger than us. That's how we, as a human being, become more humble. And that's how we can become more appreciative. And through that, we have this gratitude, the feeling of gratitude, thanks, you know, feeling thanks to what we've been giving. And that would kind of lead to, you know, caring for others and giving love for others. So key word here is faith, gratitude, and it's all about love, you know. It's a bit open going back, but everything is all about love. We have love to each other if we love each other, and we give love. Love is not to take, but it's to give. That's what Jesus said, taught us 2,000 years ago, and we still haven't achieved that, but it's really to give. So if we can have that really, really basic understanding of what love means as a human nature, I think we will be able to overcome this very difficult time. And I don't want to be a negative prophet, but 2020 was a bad year. But 2021, this year, I'm not sure if it's going to be we might have to go through few more years of rounds of going through difficulties. And because COVID is not going away, we all know that, right? It's going to stick around, and it's mutating. So the vaccine might not work as well as we want it to be, right? But those are the things we have to face it and go over. So we might have a more, even more difficult time, you know, ahead of us. But said that, you know, that's what we need to do, is to learn about caring and, you know, being part of community and coming together. And again, keyword becomes, you know, faith, gratitude, and love, I think.
Yeah. You know, it's okay, though, too, in this fact that, you know, the path before us is not written. And it may still have growing pains, but that's, again, this is the getting up from the, you know, tummy time to balancing on your knees and palms to standing up, to falling down and getting back up and falling down and getting back up and that's walking. Right. This is what we have to do in order to elevate ourselves and our lives and the people that we love. And listen, we owe it to others. You know, the one thing I found through my life, Yoichi, is I've gotten older. My depression hasn't necessarily diminished. My thoughts of suicide have not diminished, but my thoughts of my responsibilities have gotten better, because I realize that I'm not unique. Like you said, sometimes we think we are the creators of it all. And that's where I got lost in the suicidal thoughts before. And I realized that I cannot be a mascot for that element. And by showing my children, well, look, when the tough got tough, dad checked out. That's, I guess, how we do this. I realize I've got generations of children and grandchildren that I need to set an example for, that, you know, sometimes you're going to get kicked in the balls. And you can lay there and cry and you know, get back up and move slowly and get back into the race, or you can just elect to sit there and cry for death. But who's watching? And I don't want to be the key that shows the rest of my family, my friends, that it's okay. I take that responsibility very strongly. I want others to realize that living is a decision as well. And I'm thankful that I did, because had I not, I wouldn't have, you know, between my wife and I, 11 beautiful children, 5 amazing grandchildren, I wouldn't be, 15 years into a radio show that I love doing with my best friend. it's these decisions lead to different things, but you have to change how you see these things and how you deal with them. Now, the effect of dealing with the dark and the demonic, do you believe in, and it kind of felt like it was, what's the word I'm looking for here? I don't necessarily felt like you defined that the darkness is something separate. Do you think that the darkness, the evil, the demonic is really something, an element of its own, or is it just a part of who we are and are electing to deal with things?
Yeah, it's part of where we are, I think. I mean, we are all children of God and children of light. So ultimately, we are the light itself, right? Because we should be the light itself, because God itself is universe itself, is the light itself. So it should be the positive energy 100%. But it's the friction or misunderstanding or the selfishness that we have within ourselves that creates the evilness, right? So it is part of ourselves, but it's the false part of ourselves. Those are things that we need to fix it, and we have to realize those are not the true self, true part of ourselves, but it's a false part of ourselves, which is appearing in front of us. So it does exist, but it should not be existing. It should be those souls need to self-reflect on themselves and realize who they really are, because we are all children of God to begin with. You know, there's no God and there's no evil in the beginning. In the beginning, there was the light itself. That's something I believe 100%. And so it's something that we created them, I guess, in a way. But so this way, we created it, so we have responsibility to fix it and overcome those negative energies and selfishness that we've been talking through. So yes, it is part of ourselves, sadly, but that's something we can overcome. And I think that kind of all links to what's happening, you know, in this world today as well.
Now, this movie is, it is available with, you can do the closed caption where you read it captioned, or you can also check out the English translation version of so that the movie's available for everyone on that. Do you see this as being a series? Would you like to continue this movie on with other versions?
We'd love to do it, but there's no plan for that at this point. But there'll be so much. It'll be great if we have like a series, right? Series, like on Netflix or something. So if there's any producers who wants to take over, you know, do the continue series, that'd be great. But at this point, this will be the only one for now. We have other movies coming up, but But it's available on VOD and DVD right now. So whoever is interested, they can check us out as well. So.
Yoichi Utebi, it's been a pleasure, sir. Thank you for coming on. And
with your
last minute to address the audience, what message do you want people to take away, period, from your movie and just as we face more years of conflict?
Well, again, the world needs message of hope, definitely, right? So we need something positive and something good, but not just Avengers type of entertainment, but that's something that has to touch our soul and heart and spirits. So hopefully through this movie, we can go back to ourselves, reflect on ourselves, and throw away some of the egos we have, and start caring for others and cultivating our souls for the better future. I hope that would. I know it's a big topic, but I hope that will kind of trigger the thinking and the mindset, you know, by watching this movie. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you. And folks, remember, no matter how bad things seem, no matter what you might be dealing with, whether it's in this realm or the other realm, whether you're dealing with spiritual influences on you or your family members, the real exorcist is within you. And I don't mean that lightly or glib. You have abilities. We've told you that since the beginning. The experts, the demonologists, the religious leaders, and people that have worked in the field of exorcisms have told us by setting parameters, by setting examples. You are not welcome here. This is my home. By taking ownership of you, your life, your home, your family, that is the first step to empowering. And all of the gifts that you see Sayuri have in the movie, I believe are gifts that we are all capable of. But we need to stop the self-deprecation. We have to stop the deprecating nature of our own being to tear ourselves down. We need to silence that voice, which in the movie, The Real Exorcist, you can hear those voices chewing at people. You've got to get past those voices and start to focus on your internal monologue. Strengthen yourself. Give yourself the ability and tools and permission and forgiveness to move forward and do so in a better light. 2021 is here. A new life is here. Today is here. What you do with it is important. What you say to yourself is important, and how you treat others is important. So please take some time for yourself today to reflect on all the great things that you have, even the most subtle things that you might have overlooked. Realize what a gift it is to have them, and that even in the unanswered prayers, oftentimes better things came from not getting what you wanted. So focus on that, and I pray that your life can start to turn around. We've got some more fascinating shows coming up this month. I hope you'll continue to tune in and check in with. We've got more stories of ghosts, UFOs, Bigfoot, and other high strangeness as 2021 continues, and we still want to hear from you. So email me, dave@darknessradio.com. That's dave@darknessradio.com. Share your real encounters with the strange and supernatural. Maybe the demons that you've overcome. Let's hear those stories. You can also call our Voices from Beyond voicemail at 651-300-4977. Treat yourself to something better. Watch the Real Exorcist movie. We'll send you the link is on today's program, www.realexorcistmovie.com. You'll find out ways to watch it, video on demand, DVD, and so on. Also, check out the trailer. Thank you all. We'll see you again real soon right here on the best in paranormal talk radio. This is Darkness Radio.